Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Before we begin, I want to just take an opportunity to thank my colleague, Professor Jonathan Walton, who's the Pusey Minister of the Memorial Church, and all his staff for their gracious hospitality in this beautiful venue that we're in today. So we appreciate your hospitality. Thank you. So my name is David Hempton, and as Dean of the Harvard Divinity School, it's my distinct honor and great privilege to welcome you, Your Holiness, 17th Karmapa, to Harvard University to speak about a topic that's very near and dear to all our hearts and minds, caring for life on earth in the 21st century. Your Holiness, we are deeply honored by your presence with us today, and to mark this historical and special visit, I have the privilege of presenting a welcoming gift to you, a memorial bowl that is engraved with our Harvard Divinity School seal, and the words, "Presented to His Holiness the 17th Karmapa, with the highest appreciation on the occasion of his historic visit to the Harvard Divinity School, Cambridge, Massachusetts, March 26, 2015. So this is my pleasant responsibility. So it's my pleasure to welcome all of you, members of the entourage of His Holiness, honored lamas, faculty, students, and staff at Harvard, as well as our friends and guests from near and far, who are both physically present with us here at the Memorial Church, and also those joining us via our live web stream. A very warm welcome to everyone. Your Holiness, as you know, the Harvard Divinity School has had a long-standing, cordial, and friendly relation with important representatives of Tibetan Buddhism. In 1976, we welcomed His Holiness the 16th Karmapa to HDS, following an invitation from our Hollis Professor Harvey Cox. And on April 30th, 2009, we had the honor of hosting your mentor and teacher, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, here in this very church, on exactly the same spot we are sitting right now. Six years ago, His Holiness the Dalai Lama spoke about educating the heart was the topic. And you also have addressed this in your inspiring and beautiful book, The Heart is Noble, Changing the World from the Inside Out. I really recommend you get this book and read it. It's a wonderful read. It seems a natural continuation of this dialogue, therefore, to direct our views now to the future and to the 21st century, and we're excited to hear your thoughts on this vital topic in just a few moments. First, please allow me to say just a few words about Harvard Divinity School's important connections with Buddhism. As many of you know, HDS has had a thriving Buddhist ministry program since 2011. This program is an important part of our mission to educate leaders who are conversant in world religions, as well as ministers who can lead spiritual communities and provide guidance as religious professionals appropriate to modern global conditions. With the support of a generous gift from the Robert H. N. Ho Family Foundation, Harvard Divinity School has thus been able to expand its offerings in ministerial training to include the study of Buddhist ministry. Along with our students, the driving force behind many of these exciting developments has been my friend and colleague, Professor Janet Giazzo, the Hershey Professor of Buddhist Studies and Associate Dean for Faculty and Academic Affairs at Harvard Divinity School. We also have the honor of welcoming among our guests this afternoon the generous donor behind Professor Giazzo's chair, Mr. Barry Hershey. So a special welcome to him. Professor Giazzo and her team in academic affairs have put together today's event, and our sincere thanks go to all of you for putting this together so well. So it's now my great pleasure to welcome Professor Giazzo, herself an internationally acclaimed scholar of Tibetan Buddhism, and the author recently of a large and very important book on the history of medicine in early modern Tibet, to introduce our honored guest. So Janet, please, thank you.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, everyone. It's an amazing honor for me to be able to introduce the great hero, His Holiness the 17th Karmapa Ugyen Tsenle Dorje, to you this afternoon. I myself have never met him before until today, but of course I've heard so much about him, and it's really a great thrill and honor to finally meet him in person. Our speaker this afternoon is the 17th in a line of tukus, or officially recognized reincarnating lamas. Each in that line were recognized as young boys by disciples of the prior deceased Karmapa on the basis of special signs, indications, and instructional letters. The first Karmapa, Dusum Kyenba, was born in 1193. He is probably the first Tibetan master to produce a recognized incarnation after his own death. This reincarnation, or recognized tuku, was the second Karmapa, Karmapakshi, who was an amazing meditator and master who spent years as a hermit. He later visited Kublai Khan, and he also met Marco Polo. The third Karmapa, Rongchen Dorje, was a brilliant theorist. He wrote about the spiritual capacities and pathways in the human body. And his magnum opus, called Sapmo Nangdun, or in English, The Profound Inner Meaning, has also been very important for my work as a scholar. The fifth Karmapa was the teacher of the Ming Emperor Chengzu, who offered to send troops to place all of Tibet under the Karmapa's rule, which the Karmapa declined. Mikyo Dorje, born 1507, wrote copiously on Buddhist phenomenology and Buddhist deconstructive metaphysics. He was also invited to visit the Chinese court, but he declined. The 11th Karmapa, Chuyin Dorje, was a great and original painter and sculptor. He creatively expanded upon old art styles from both India and China. The 16th Karmapa, Rongchen Rinpa Dorje, was born in the 20th century and escaped Tibet in 1959, taking many of the Karmapa lineage's sacred treasures and relics with him. He had already composed poetry back in the 40s, foretelling Buddhism's imminent demise inside Tibet, and he realized that an important site for the future of his traditions might be the West. He went to meet Pope Paul and later set up many Buddhist centers in Europe and the United States. He died in Illinois in 1981. It is said that he was able to communicate with animals. Once, while teaching in Europe, a large raven tapped on the window where His Holiness was speaking. The bird then flew into the room and directly over to His Holiness, who then instructed two people to go to a barn a few miles down the road where they would find two birds, trapped and starving. They went, and birds were discovered there, and they rescued them. The 16th Karmapa, it was actually famous for having a special fondness for birds, and he considered a visit to the local pet shop in every city in the world an essential part of his itinerary. No doubt, he was murmuring quiet mantras and blessings to the birds when he met them. The current Karmapa is Ugyen Tsenle Dorje, the 17th Karmapa, in whose presence we are today. He is no less exceptional than any of his exceptional predecessors, or should I say, his previous lives. And by the way, I would advise you to look on Google. You can search the 16th Karmapa, and you'll see a certain resemblance, at least in my opinion, a certain glow. It's very similar. Anyway, I'm here to tell you that the tugu system in Tibet is alive and well. The master and teacher before us is obvious evidence of it. Ugyen Tsenle Dorje was born into a nomad family in the Latok region of eastern Tibet in 1985. He became a monk at the age of 4, and then at the age of 7, he was recognized as the 17th Karmapa by a team of Karmakagyu lamas who were traveling around Tibet on a search team, carrying with them the prediction letter written by the 16th before he died. The signs matched, and the boy was installed at the old monastery Tsurpu in north-central Tibet, where he arrived from the east on horseback with high pomp and procession. This was in 1992. He began to be trained there to be the head of the Karmakagyu school and to take up the position that his former life had occupied. So this is the tuku system of Tibet. A special child is formed by a group of masters and monks to become a teacher of wisdom and compassion, a visionary to lead his people. And this is especially important in these times of great duress for his people. And at the age of 14, I think maybe a thunderbolt hit him, I don't know, but he realized that he needed to be outside the strict surveillance of the Chinese authorities, and instead, in the ambience of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama and the many other high teachers who were in exile in the Indian Himalayas, he really needed to receive the necessary teachings for his education. So plans were made carefully, and one night he climbed out of an upstairs window in his monastery residence and, accompanied only by his trusted head steward, who by the way is with us today, and a few guides, he made his way across the Himalayas by car, foot, horseback, helicopter, train, and taxi to Dharamsala, India, where he showed up, none the worse for the wear, at the door of the Dalai Lama 1 week later. I remember well that day, January. January 5, 2000, when the headline hit the world press. I remember well gazing at his face in the newspaper the next day. I felt, even from that distance, the bold and intelligent and amazingly honest energy of this young man from Eastern Tibet. It was also thrilling that the Dalai Lama, the exile leader of the Tibetan people, along with the many other great lamas of Tibetan Buddhism, were reunited with another member of the really upper echelon of Tibetan Buddhist authority, the Karmapas. It was all purely a result of vision and determination that the right thing should happen, and so it did. His Holiness the 17th Karmapa did indeed continue to study in detail in India, receiving a veritable treasure trove of teachings. He has also been pursuing concerns in the larger world far beyond his study of Tibetan philosophy and religious practice. He's particularly interested in the environment, in gender issues, social justice. And much like his predecessor, the compassionate care of animals is extremely important to him, and he's living as a vegetarian for the last 8 years. He is also a playwright and a director. He wrote and produced a six-play act on the life of Milarepa, combining elements of traditional Tibetan opera and modern theater, and I really wish I could see that. I think it might be available on YouTube. Among other amazing things, he has recently announced in a very historically important act that he will convene a platform to begin ordaining women as Tibetan bhikshunis in the Mularsavasavada tradition. And this has huge, huge significance for global Buddhism today. And he's also creating green monasteries all across the Himalayan region. The Divinity School requested that His Holiness would speak to us about some of his ideas and hopes and visions for the future, his ethical concerns about the future of life on planet Earth in the 21st century today. Let me just close by saying, first of all, that His Holiness is accompanied on this tour by his elder sister, Jetsamung Mudrup Belzum, and by several senior scholars, nuns, and monks in his entourage. It is really my great honor to welcome him and his entourage to Harvard Divinity School and the Memorial Church. Je Karmapa Keno Tuche Si.
Someone will tell me some to them. I mean, Harvard, Labrador, and the Kiwana Basuria, Tanashingi Lomnevatsuri, Tanashi, they have someone only on your Toma, some to shine. First, I'd like to greet everyone here at my first visit to Harvard University and Harvard Divinity School. I want to greet all of you, professors, aspiring scholars, students, and everyone who's here.
지다당의 인지디 인지 탭자르 인지 차교지 디 갸비신가 다 임비네야 디 하버 러브 시민 디디 나로레 갸바드데 갸블로아드데 지레멘도 제자 아니 가슈레다 아줄리아 기주 야부지 제자 안데 기주디 균이 야부지 조란디스 떼라겨슈
I can actually speak some English. I feel that I speak it somewhat poorly. I certainly don't think my English is up to Harvard standards. So therefore, I brought a translator.
The wonderful translator, I think. 겨와 까마보 군디주루바 다 아메리칼이야 페브리에 예지잖아. 벽 남아 상계백에 다가주래지. 남아 침비에네지 지게 누셔리아. 아니 최소한 제딘뱅게 마셔도 직체 도차디어레. 안 제사 온 대패시 하브리아도 나브레. 제사 당기 공지 숨마데. 아주 잡부지어레 도모데 잡부어레. 가시 알리아 디스고레 가르사데. 디 I did plastic surgery. That looks like a little bit. That is kind of joke.
딱한데 양결 양결 들이야 영토가 좋은데 가보시다 총스 아니 아 다른 신기 아주 표기 알라는 매부 우리 고스 장군 수무처 대패세 딱한데 드리지기다 루규기 그림이어도 두스미 인두산에 드리지 드리두스 디나로리아 나바도 미센디
As Professor Jomso mentioned, the 16th Jawang Karmapa came to the United States as one of the first Tibetan Buddhist masters to bring the Tibetan Buddhist teachings to Western countries, and during that time did indeed, as she said, visit Harvard University. She remarked that my face resembles his, perhaps I've had plastic surgery in order to make it so. And then he said that's a kind of joke. But in any case, whether I resemble my predecessor or not, I'm very, very glad to be back here. And also in consideration of the, that I'm following on a previous visit by His Holiness the Dalai Lama to this very church.
다디 제림디 가슴 디젠 제림디 망고 쉬우시제 다나 샤부에네도 차와차부 쉬우시제 아니 망고 쉬우시제 안데 도공공다 아 베게시에 오드스다디 데스 kind of too much some of the the send the this and singer chart di na lo le ya yang ji ge xia wo shen this cover shi cha yi do de yin bin ne kang da ya And during Asia, the topic, the Tagisuman singing, during his chief in Narolia, the Bullingi, that is Sosa, somewhere we can drop Sosa Namia, Kashura Daji, Simguru Sanatado, Yanaji, Telia, Karasla, take care of care of condition or inside, just here and David on Jay.
I've had a busy day, actually a little bit too busy, especially when you consider that the my main thing today was to come here and address all of you in this talk. But nevertheless, I will do my best to address the topic you've presented, how to care for life, living things, on Earth, this planet, in the 21st century.
지당다 남준 당연시에 대한 당연시에 대한 사람도 다 가다 나바 상게베 니치에 나게다 프린시플스 말베 지 닝부르 지데 가라스나 안 딘중기 다와스나 잔도 야나 딘중기 다진 다시아티 차리 어르섬 좀비
To start with, the real essence of the Buddha's teachings is interdependence, the view that everything is interdependent.
Inaya di interdependence ya di di tawa dang teru dang ya na ji sinyi ri ba samra philosophical ta din ji gi sinyi ri be gi sinyi ri ba zama yin ba ta di khen de she she nga ju mi ji na lo le ya din je be ta kan da din jung gi jin dang de mi ji na lo khen de she she nyam su le ya dang ta na sin gi en da ji bring it to emotional level sanada do khandar ji ti simsor to le khandis che che ndi din ju ge ji jin tan de khandis che sam dong bur sa de ha jang ge jin bu ji tong yu
but I think it's extremely important that we not leave the doctrine or idea of interdependence as a mere philosophical idea but that we actually ask ourselves the question How can I live according to interdependence? How can I apply interdependence in my life, including my emotional life?
Durum yisisi be narolia. Social media re dana singi ji information errors we are. Chatting durum se yare. Chesan di narolia ngazu chatting di tingdu ge chuzel de ne. Ngazu bulim be di jigle jigden yin be di. 나래장 문세 되게 심지다 넘버 3 심지 임바 지금 아주 참에 신기하다
We can all surely observe that in this 21st century through social media and other technologies in this era of information as we call it in our mutual interdependence is even more obvious than ever before
이내 아주 지 information somewhere where that is ni ju ka shu le da ji mang bu ji a zu le ya da mang bu ji ya di ji bi ping ge a ma le sam sam a zu ni ang a zu sa ba le ya ji inform more information we get da ngu ni ju di nga zu ji se ru zha ru ji wa che ba le di ne a ji jian na 我以为你是多了呀，真正没马差不起些。我以为你是多了呀 ，information 忙啥呢？俺说的个人重要不起，没这个差不多不起，你算哪样的？However,
information alone is not enough. Well, from one point of view, we might say that the more information we have, the clearer our situation becomes. Sometimes. We have so much information that it's too much and it actually obscures us and prevents us from understanding our situation.
In Hindustan, Khandri Cheche, Dinjung Gitawa Saadi, Chikashwari Dindegi, information Zamayimba, understanding Chi, Lebe Nang, understanding Zamayimba, Dinjung Nanglu Sanatandu, Khanda Chi, Nguyu Choya Nanglu, Khandri Cheche,
So interdependence is not just about the sharing of information or an understanding we might arrive at in our brains, in our heads. It is about sharing the feelings in our hearts and about our real experience.
The loss of the cup, the very tea cup, the azupayulia, and springtime, and don't go to spring. Hello,
don't go autumn,
autumn,
autumn.
Okay. I thought he's asleep. Autumn, the way,
Larry,
that don't get you got a kebab and other. 培育里啊, 啊你, 啊, 就, 找不到人, 啊, 你, 啊, 就,
Hale, Hala Zurundi, Shachiore, Jesan, and Shay in Juzan, Azugi, Gozo, Samurai, Sim Gentile, and other Tamsam, those Tizujiliati, Sim Jesse Yard. This Sim Jesse Vecolia. Azu Sim Jesse Dandi, Azu Sim Jesse Danda. The Jigashway factory, the Tizuchirana, he may but that you seem to sell on the Lela of Yaman and Jigashwa Dachi Jazam Manshe, the Simjig card by Dam Jigsherba. The Lela of Shuan, Simjig, Lela of Mushish, woman. But she did something to the children's woman. I was telling Dakanda, she was a good to do. I forget the Lord Yabs. But the Subutama Munak. So, some women I kept it with you. She asked what you are. Did you simply say, regarded Tadang and I say, what you do? And did you say, Beji did a massuber rich, Ningley, a massuber rich, so under Chi, that as well, Ninzi said, and drink with that, Ninzi said, and Azugi, Namju, Chi, Nambegi, Shedia, Ninzi, Tini, Mambuji, Shedia, did Ninzi mean Hakomata? Dying at that, you simply to German may be to Monsieur.
Ranking,
I can remember an experience that I had as a child when I was 3 or 4, where I was living then. In the autumn, as nomads, we would have to slaughter some animals since we relied upon meat as one of our principal sources of food. Now, nomads, of course, don't get their meat in a market that's been slaughtered in a factory. You have to do it yourself, and it's not easy. Mostly, it was done by my family. They would bind the mouth.
No, not my family. Somebody
by the community.
Hiding something.
Oh.
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mostly, it was done by
people
binding the jaws or mouth of the animal, so it would slowly suffocate. Now, this is an agonizing way to kill an animal, as it takes, at least in my memory, almost half an hour sometimes. For the animal to die. Before it's dead, it's covered in sweat from its agony and slow suffocation. And I clearly remember this, and I remember the way I would feel as a young child watching this. I had an unbearable feeling in my heart. I wouldn't want to call it compassion. I don't know if what I felt then corresponds to a strict definition of compassion or not. But it was a very intense feeling. So that it got to the point where when the slaughtering was going to occur, they would trick me and send me somewhere else so I wouldn't be around and wouldn't disturb them doing it.
Did you say that Bukchun Junjibje, no educated Samarwe, and Dana Singhi, not much knowledge, someone, did you? In a spiritual qualities of the church of the Indian is to be Shivuji Yagachi, get some of the Tingro with the Mimavachi. Tai Bine, near those far Kashu Chide alone, some don't use that. Kashu Chimida, some of the Kanislava, go back to see some of the Manizu, Nizu Samadan Bekala. Go to Jugi, near Chunjun Gogi, German Mayimbam, Semi, Ninji Tendroji. 다다 지 쥐어마스에는 지 삼당가체도 균세도 망보시다 다다 균세 망보시에는 여러 균세 망보시에 필로소피컬 리즌 다지 망보지 시에는 여러데 이는 오마데는 신기 지 가르레데 베 레리 서버 지 쥐어마 뭐인 버지다 다나신 쇠도 메버지 진짜 용하디 오마는 시죠 가보죠 제가 디 균세인데네 예 그뒤네 겁지리 춘춘거기 쥐어마 뭐인 비다 생부 전한테 That really appreciate it, Sano Senandado. I miss that. So, what about that?
Now, remember that at that time, at the age of 3 or 4, I was a very young boy with no education whatsoever and not much knowledge or experience of things. But nevertheless, I had this natural and genuine feeling of sorrow and compassion. Well, at the age of 7, I was recognized as the Karmapa and put on a high throne and began to receive a very thorough education. Now, people usually, when they think of the Jawang Karmapa, they think of someone who must have tremendous spiritual qualities. But I have to say to you that when I think back and remember the unfabricated compassion I felt for those slaughtered animals as a young and uneducated child. I miss that degree of genuine, unfabricated feeling. And I think that in some ways, it surpasses the compassion that I can generate now through lots of education and thought and so on. And therefore, I really appreciate the memory of that uneducated compassion I had as a child, and I miss it.
드린드상 아주 망고질이야 충두이네 베너지 부춘춘이 베걸이야 런신이 다 망고질이야 다 가출해 아주 망고질이 생기기 참지 뉴버스나라도 참지 연대 아주 생기 용대야 그렇지 드린스도와 가시스도와 부지 무용나 티티티리 부신다데 무용을 지스도와 This hago, Jigilia, so under the single artist. Listen. Kandaya, the Michi woman, but to rule a service, Simjan is doing ever should be sane. Janshing Azuliaji, Kaja, sympathies and Andrando, Yanaji, Kuzug Dunghe, Chumba de Lang, Azulia, Hakwashi, Soagiaji, Janshingi, Azu Yondia. 다디 최예매 기제 말에 안 다는 신기 로종 예매 기제 말에 간단 아주 좀 미지 다 인베션 정신 용대하지 바이지
I think that children especially very young children have an innate capacity for genuine love and For example, how often have we all seen that when one child is crying, another child will immediately start crying as well, because they recognize the feeling and they naturally sympathize with it and share it. I think we're all capable of this, not just with other human beings. I think our sympathy can extend to all living beings, including animals. And I don't think this has anything to do with whether we regard ourselves as spiritual or not, or whether we are educated or not. I think it is an innate part of being human.
And the Kanda Kashwadaji Donna, Azugi, Inji, somebody, G. Lon, log button, as in on off the area vessel, Takanda, Manguji, Dosia, and the other, Manguji, and Azu Pesi, Chambuchi, Dusane, and Yunzema was something. That boy in Dusane, or Kara Tembe in it, that could so add the Dunsha or it. That Chambuchi has the Tasamta. 이 제고 이나면 나랑 개변 이나면 누구 이나면 다 상황 망부지 당제 조지니 아주
가슴에지 grown up 섬으로 가다 랑서로 게요 주스타네 아주 초지네 근데 가슴에지 연대처럼 줘서 그러다 초지네 땅 아주 careful 좀 찾다 야간 가서 디즈는 곧 대본을 찾아. 나간 대체 왜나 삼방등에 찾아. 난 대지가 토한다 간다. 니즈 망고지가 토한다. 안 된 저바시라면도 야나. 나간 저바시라면도 제자 알 주도에 섬섬으로지. 야나. 아 단디에 주도하시비나. 나라 강에 요서 섬섬으로. 다 이제 니즈 망고지가 토는 리스크. 망고지 토마지. 니즈가 토하네. 땅 아주 심기. 땡기기 예배. 엔다 간다. 자와레 닌지레 되게 되봐 가르쳐 봐 뒤에 뒤에 소리 잘 하지
As we grow up, we are subjected to various changes in our environments and circumstances, and I think that these can cause our innate compassion to become obscured. It's almost as though we're born with the compassion button switched on and it gets switched off. Because as adults, now we need to think about it. It doesn't come as easily to us. And when we think about the suffering of another and a possibility of taking responsibility for helping them, we always think, well, would doing so harm me or help me? How would it affect my life? In one way, this is because we are, as we like to say, grown up. We're educated, and we're therefore careful, even clever, maybe strategic. And so we're clever enough to think, well, this doesn't involve me. I don't feel connected to that. And also to worry about the risk that we might be posing to ourselves by feeling compassion for others. And I think all of this tends to obscure or repress our innate love and compassion.
It says, Ninji Sadi, not to think of Ninji Samarwe, Ninji Samdame, to generate some of the change. The Indusane, that the Yomber Shevala, as encouragement. That is, Niji Chagor is that you may, my Niji Chenduki Dakanda. Casually, volunteer is someone who dedicated Yana, she simshu down, Paksam Yogat, Kitchum. Tendish Havina and Shinny, Niji Sajuaji. Chesa, Paksam down. Tendig that volunteer is someone, that the next somebody, Niji Zawar of Chadi.
Compassion, after all, is not a thought. It is a feeling. And it's not something that we can really inculcate or even encourage particularly. Compassion is something that each of us has to volunteer through our natural courage and benevolence. And that benevolence is really the root of compassion.
Aje, tinjung tawa senan tando, anu di tawa cibu mai, mata kanda tinjung kerja tansa ade, mizina lolo yang aje di ngusu aje nyamsu nyawa ya depsi, takanda cik cik liang coba cahdi ya depsi, simsim cik cik, china nuju nuju pinjuin coba cahdi ya depsi, tang, tangan singgi, ane nangi cuci simsim cik cik liang ne pinjuin cik cik liang coba cahdi ya depsi, tang dona cik aje ki Kalaj sebenarnya, tulis sebenarnya, tanah itu ugu, jual sunsi ini ni, biasa jilid jilidan ini dia macam mana tu, macam tu, rengsu tu pun macam ni, macam ni, tu sehari hari, ni tu dia jual ni dia ni, ane semacam senggi, nedang senang jadu, semacam senggi, tak didu dia, susu gigi didu gigi cahaya macam ni, sehari hari, jadi ini jual ni dia ni. Anu rangi rangi, jing geng kuliah ke samlo, geng kurun dia ke sambadi, jadi jing kacau betul, neta harap dia, 당 고쳐버서는 안 잡아도 당 고쳐버 집이 평범도 가다리 내당 들려야지 오늘 전에 쓰면이 냠수 영화로지 깨왜 토하네 아니 시내지 가서에 긴구르기 나 다들 닝도부터 대비 닝지지 깨토야지 닝지대 닝도부터 대비 닝지 다들 이제 깨토야지 영화 쓰이면서
As I said, interdependence, while it is a concept or an idea, must be more than an idea or a look or view. It has to be something that we experience. We need to experience and recognize the interdependence of this environment and all of the beings who inhabit it, and the interdependence among beings, between any one being and all others. The food we eat, the clothes we wear, the air we breathe has all arisen through the actions of other beings. We cannot survive independently. We cannot eat, wear clothes, or breathe independently. The more keenly we feel this, the more we will feel that the welfare or well-being of other beings, their happiness and suffering, is very much part of our own. And that will help us begin to take responsibility for the welfare of other beings. But it's not enough simply to begin or set about taking such responsibility. We have to actually feel within us that type of compassion that is genuinely courageous.
안다 양갑 당기든 잡아지 쉬위 제사 나 충주 거기서네 당기 쉬는지 아니 샤서 아래 다네시 샤라 가보시나요 딘사 미카시 안 끼지지도 저랑 칼라 가르 가보여스 다 칼라 가르 가보여스 라디산다 샤라 가보여스 로르지데 고베나 테요 다 얘네 다다 샤서 아마로 안드네 다 샤라 가보여 Lamnage, Chosky, Mavis, and the Lamnage Shaki, Susan, Kinsar, and the Indusane, and the cheese, Yaral Lenny, and it got a Shasar, Samar Shara, Daddy, Zodi, Azumang, Mangbuchi, Azusha, Sagar, Dina, Shadi, Kanish, 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 라바도 변화 지 가서 총계 야계진의 총계지 나라라 아르샤르기 사람을 마켓 나는데 녀간다라 빠기 제시하래 나도 가네요 가네요 며 멋진 거 봐. 너 부추진지 하고 이 나도 버지지 마켓은 쇠시 기요 만들어서 소소. 마도 디셈진지 비게 예비지 대바 세네. 드네 총대비지 망고지 신도 말.
To return to my experience as a child, I ate meat, and actually I liked meat quite a lot. Sometimes, even now, people will say, what's your favorite food? And if I were to answer honestly, my favorite food would still be meat, but I can't say that because I gave up eating it. I don't eat it. So I stopped eating meat several years after arriving in India. And part of the reason for this is that if you think about it, most of us who eat meat never really see where the meat we eat comes from. Especially if you live in a large city in a developed nation, you probably buy your meat in a supermarket and it's packaged in plastic and so on. To the extent that a small child that goes to the such market would probably imagine that meat is a thing that they make there in that supermarket. And there's no sense that it's the body of an animal.
Then
제자 아주 아메리카네 용게다 저보다 좀 아토가요. 안 되지상 아샤스 거. 겨라 아메리카 레스 왔다. 바베큐 아버지 인소. 오늘 바베큐 배신 보아라 바베큐 되게 인소. 땅에 바베큐디 고데로. 네돈 젤이야. 신이 아메리카 레브레. 드디어 아샤스. 자. 근데 바베큐 사줘. 바베큐 로 젤 고데로 이나다. 지금 오늘 아메리카 레스잖아. 드디어 샤 마네. 샤 미사야 담자 체자라. 바베큐 사도.
When I
아주디 아메리카 여행 디디자 랑갈 디 텍사스 바베큐 된데 통. 아니네. 사람인도 다. 점춘데 쇼디 아레.
When I arrived in India in the year 2000 and I met several American friends who would say, "Well, when you come to the United States, we'll offer you barbecue. We have this amazing way to cook meat in our country called barbecue and you Well, by the time I got here, the first time in 2008, I'd already committed to never eating meat again. And so it was too late. So I never actually got to taste barbecue. But I would be driven along highways and I'd see Texas barbecue on the side of the road. And it would make me salivate, but it's too late.
Also, Tinduki, Soyne, Chichene, Chicago, Comfort, Summer, Lelar, Chintab, Derchian, Chochene, Nizukashi, as Tungo, Tangitianashi. When Nizukashi, did he shut his room? Sad and as you are in a massacre on ya, did you rim the step? The Caribbean as Tungo. The indigence and then awareness, Marvata, the Jiggy, Casuaji. The interdependent awareness go ahead, she would take care of what she had to use for something.
Nowadays, while from one point of view we're made extremely comfortable by the way we do things, the way we do things also conceals a great deal from our sight, such as the process that culminates in the meat we eat. And so we lose an awareness of our connection to things, and that we have to therefore deepen our awareness of our interdependence.
The Hindustan Dapaji Kendri Shah, the Tigazu Yimata, Akala the Hindustane, the Keshishu, the Kandara Ninji Sadi Kaja Apathy Summary, that in Zumuni Tolia. Disaster, somewhere, the jiggy, the disaster, disaster, tell a danger, Mimamuji, Katri, Jamab, and Grammab, and Danasin, Kuzul, Tormab, the Nedan Chickatone, and the Dungam was in there to sell you out. In a deep disaster, the Karasana Chicana, Nazo, the Yamdo, Yedevs, Nazo Hamawachi, Apatizad, Mazuki, Semlia, Niazi, the Edevs. They did disaster, Shanans of Shadi. They turned the negative with the zoo, as to avoid shit who are it. In a tender disaster, Susugi, Semlia, Vinza, and they avoid Shadi, Kabshu, Chigode. She's a deacon Zen and Tommy. Kashwada Chansim Dam Yingdom than them, San Antonio. Young Kashik, the responsibility, interdependent responsibilities, like the heavy burden of Nema MC. That they are draw out and jam, Yingdom than them. The diggy, Gingori, somebody who had a case of there something.
That's more or less all I'm going to say, but I want to leave you with one thought. When we talk about having compassion regarding the many disasters that occur in this world, usually we think of things such as horrific epidemics, wars, violence, starvation, and so on. But there is one source of disaster that we often fail to recognize, which is a lack of love. A lack of love can cause people to have no help when they need help, and no friend when they need a friend. So in a sense, the most dangerous thing in the world is apathy. We think of weapons, violence, warfare, and disease as terrible dangers, and indeed they are, but we can take measures to avoid them. But once our apathy takes hold of us, we can no longer avoid it. So I urge you to feel a love that is courageous. Not courageous in the sense of the grudging undertaking of a heavy burden in feeling responsible for the welfare of others, but the joyous acknowledgement of your interdependence with each, with every other living being, and with this environment itself.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.